Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads. In the chiropractic industry, they do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Fred Dreyer Show. That's right, the star of our show is Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. I'm just old Mike Horn sitting right here, but next to me here, genius, sports knowledge, historic knowledge of everything going back to some of the early days of football. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Those were very flattering words, Mike.
Thank you.
Where'd you find those?
I just wrote them before the show.
Chip Hilton book?
Come to me. That just really came to me.
Do you ever read the Chip Hilton book?
No. Tell me about Chip.
Chip was, forgot the guy who wrote it. But
did he have those hotels, the famous Chip hotels?
Yes. But it was great. There was stories of there were youth stories.
Oh,
but they were really, really nicely painted for the reader. They had basketball stories.
Oh,
they had football stories, and they had baseball stories.
I read the Hardy Boys. It was a choice between Nancy Drew, the Hardy Boys. I went Hardy Boys because I like Fenton W. Hardy, the old man of Frank and Joe Hardy, and they used to solve cases. They were kind of precursors to the famed Hunter episodes over there when you two were going on solving stuff over there, and it was Frank and Joe solved the cases. They were smarter than their old man when it came to solving things.
Huh, that's not saying something for the old man.
No, it's not. They saved his life a couple of
times.
Didn't
the old man drink?
He drank. He was captured and held in the Sinister Signpost, and they were able to give him a candy bar to give him quick energy. And that's why I knew candy bars would be good for you, because of the sugar. It brought Fenton Hardy back into the deal.
And American SNH sugar.
One of the best ones was the Sinister Signpost.
Yep.
It would be. All right. That's our show down memory lane.
It's pretty nice. That was a good
pretty
one.
Pretty good. Guess we'll mark this one as a plus. We got a 3-minute podcast. Hey, we have David Vasse coming on here talking about
spring training. Is Dave going to talk to us for a little bit?
Yeah, he's going to get us going on. Spring training is getting underway, and we got to be ready for
today.
That because football season. What happened in the Super Bowl? Did they play that yet?
That thing's done.
Yeah.
But there's
a lot of stuff we're going to talk about.
There's a lot of things over there that are going on that we wish weren't going on.
Yeah, we got to get that read from Fred Dreyer here. Hey, we're here every week at this time. Thanks for joining us. Follow Fred. Email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here to talk about all-natural ingredient Balance 7. Do you suffer from heartburn? Can't eat the foods you like? Then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH balance helps increase my energy, improves my memory, and gives me a great night's sleep. Unlock your immune system with Balance 7. Get better hydration and nourishment during times of stress, too. Balance 7 works. I know because I use it every day. And now you can get Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need. In 3 days' time, you will feel the difference. Try Balance 7. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. You have nothing to lose with our money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge, the Fred Dreyer program here in the lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the star of our show, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, iconically on Get TV. You can watch him every day at 3 o'clock Pacific, Eastern Pacific time when he is on with Hunter. McCall and Hunter go after all the bad people and the bad guys, too. You guys do a good job on it. I record each show every day.
You know, they tried to move us around a little bit, but people demanded that they put us back on.
Yeah, that's true.
That's good.
It's good stuff over there. I'll tell you, we keep getting the demands to get this next guy back on. Our guest for the show today is our buddy David Vasse, who is the man that has the plan for the Dodgers. He's always up to snuff on what's going on with the Dodgers, but he also knows a lot about baseball. You've worked with David in the past, Fred.
Well, I haven't worked with him. I haven't gotten a check yet, Dave. Is that money, that check's in the mail, isn't it?
Oh, boy. Welcome, David. Do we not have David on the line here? David, are you there? Oh, apparently we've lost David here. I don't know.
What happened to him?
Yeah, he's not. We don't have him here. I don't know. Dave, are you there? Did you hang up? All right, we've lost Dave, so we'll have to go ahead and see if we can get him back here in just a second.
He'll be all right.
Yeah, he'll be good there. Try to see if that we can make that happen.
Go to the nearest,
he's not talking to you, I guess.
Go to the nearest bus stop, and we'll send a bus for you.
Yeah, we'll have to go ahead and do that. Let's see what's going on there. All right, so we've got a lot of things to talk about here today. First off, Clayton Kershaw signed his deal. That was a pretty good deal.
Two-year deal, or one-year? I think a two-year deal.
And one-year deal. It's got an option on it, too. So we'll see if that goes on. We'll see if we can make that one happen. So it should be good. Dave, are you there now? Hello, Dave.
I am here.
There he is.
You got to turn it up, though.
Yeah, we got Dave there. We're turning it up there. Dave, tell us about that big Clayton Kershaw deal. That was a good one. We were excited about that.
Yeah, everybody in Los Angeles was happy that Kershaw was re-signed by the Dodgers. Felt like all the signs were pointing in that direction. The Rangers just had their cable contracts up in limbo like so many other teams, and also they have three pitchers that are not going to be able to pitch until the second half of the season, so all those circumstances pointed to Kershaw coming back.
Well, there really isn't any place for him to go, is there, Dave? I mean, he's a Dodger, and the pull to stay here in L.A., especially with the additions of the roster, I got to think makes him as excited as anybody else.
Yeah, Texas is the only other team he has said that he would pitch for. And if he decided to do that, it was just his family wanted him to be closer to home. But
yeah.
Fred, the circumstances just did not dictate Texas even being in the running this time around. So I believe after this one, with an option for next year, he's going to end his career in a Dodger uniform.
That's good. 1 year deal and an option for the second year. But he's not going to be ready to go for opening day, right? He's still recovering from surgery.
Yeah, he's not going to be ready to pitch until August at the earliest.
They don't need him. They don't need him until
you hope not.
September.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean,
what version are we going to get? I mean, he hasn't pitched all year, and then they're going to throw him into a pennant race or a month plus before the postseason.
Well, wouldn't it be clear that he's either ready to go or not ready to go by the end of summer, July? I mean, he's going to help out the bullpen. He's going to do a lot of things just by being on the team, but he's pretty confident in himself to come back like this. He's not going to come back if he knows that there's a questionable thing in his arm. He's already figured that out, hasn't he?
I don't believe he has, Fred. I don't know how you could figure that out until you're on the mound and you're facing, you know, even minor league hitters in rehab. That's why I feel like it's a little presumptuous of all of us.
Well hasn't he done that? But hasn't he done some sort of pretest?
No, he just started throwing.
Hadn't even started throwing. He's just had that shoulder surgery.
Barely started throwing.
Yeah. So, and that's the deal. I think, you know, somewhat you got to blame the media a little bit, because everybody thinks that Clayton Kershaw is a superhuman, and he's been a great pitcher for the Dodgers. But
Mike, you're going to blame the media now?
Yes, I am. I'm blaming us, Dave, because we build, maybe not the three of us, but everybody thinks, well, Kershaw is going to be out there. And we got to blame the fans. They think that he's going to win every single game. So I think you're right here. We got to give him a chance to recover. And the Dodgers have some reclamation projects all the time. And now Kershaw is part of that. Let's hope he comes through, right? What? Tell me about Dustin May. They're saying they're going to make him a relief pitcher. Is he ready to go at the beginning of the season, or is he still resting?
No, he is not ready to go at the beginning of the season.
There you go.
He just started throwing off of flat ground 3 weeks ago. So, I mean, he might be a reinforcement in September, but his career is definitely in question because a second Tommy John surgery, that's not a joke. And
no.
Not too many guys have come back, and certainly not a lot of guys have come back from two Tommy John surgeries and have gone back to being a successful starting pitcher. So Walker Buehler and Dustin May are both in that long shot category to be success stories.
So, Fred, this is, I'm telling you, it's your chance, Fred, as a strapping right-hander, and you had problems in, you know, with your arm. I think you've recovered since high school. What do you think here? Should we get Fred David Vasse back into the rotation possibly to throw something at least early on in the season so we got a bullpen on the Dodgers?
Dave.
I heard his knuckleball's great.
It is good.
I have an underhanded knuckleball.
Submarine. He's got that submarine pitch.
I know it's way beyond that.
A lot of spin rate on that one.
You have to be in a submarine to catch it.
Yeah. Okay, so we got the Dustin May, maybe a relief pitcher, but he's not going to be ready. And so we need help. They're saying the Dodgers are still, I'm thinking, looking for help in the bullpen. And yet they traded away, what, Almonte, Yancy Almonte, and Ryan Brazier. He's still on the free agent market. Or did Ryan sign?
Brazier signed a week before camp
opened. I like that guy.
I like him, too. That's good. I think that's good, Dave. What do you think? You're on the Dodger beat. You would know more than we do.
I would say it reflects well when you pick him up off of waivers, and he only gives up 3 runs and 39 games for you. So, yeah, I would say he was good last year. But being a reliever is a very volatile job. And just because you did it last year does not mean you can repeat it again. That's why they are relief pitchers and not starting pitchers. But I would say the bullpen is definitely a strength for the Dodgers.
So you would say this year, above all the other preceding years, the Dodgers have the best chance of having the bullpen of the year.
What?
I would say that.
Listen to what I just said.
Okay, how do you say that,
talking
Dave?
About long shots, the guy that's a reality to come back this year is Blake Treinen. So you got Treinen.
Oh boy.
You got Evan Phillips and Bruce Star Gratterall.
Those guys, that's a strong bullpen.
Treinen is great, but every time he comes back, he's out there for like one time, and then he's back, and then he's hurt again.
Mike, he's hurt.
Well, I hope
you can't.
Okay,
I mean, you got to put a gun to his head and tell him to get on the mound.
Yeah,
I mean,
if you're paying him that money, come on.
No, I don't think so.
You know, I think that, you know.
You see what I work with here, Dave?
Dave, help us out here. We're still, I've heard we're still
very
going after
show.
Josh Hader. Are we going to go after him? This guy only likes to pitch one inning and that's it? And he wants millions of dollars?
Well, he signed with the Astros for millions of dollars.
Then we aren't going to get him.
That's a long shot.
Take him off the list.
Get your pencil out.
Take him off the list over there. So who do we have in the bullpen, Dave? Lay it out for us.
I just gave you the roll call, Mike.
Give it to us again.
You don't want to hear it.
I want to hear it. Go ahead.
You want to poke holes in a bullpen. That is pretty good.
All right. I like Treinen. Okay, if he's good, I got that. Go ahead, Moore. Go ahead.
Evan Phillips, you don't like him?
I like him a lot. I do like him.
Do you like a guy with the nickname Bazooka?
I do love him. I like Gratterall. He's great.
Did not give up a run in the last, like, 30-something games.
Okay, I like him.
Uh-huh. Joe Kelly, Mariachi
Joe.
I like Kelly. I like him. Keep going.
He just said you like Ryan Brazier.
Yeah, okay, good.
Mm-hmm. J.P. Fireheisen, they signed him last year.
That's a half a dozen.
He's one of the best relievers when he's healthy. So
I stand corrected.
Like I said,
you're okay.
It's a strength.
I think it is a strength this year, man. And Fred, you're saying the best in baseball.
I convinced you.
You have. Yeah, Fred was a little too heavy to say best in baseball, but if everybody stays healthy, if those arms are good, I'm telling you, we're going to have
a good
team.
That's my handicap of the bullpen. I started off this conversation by being very optimistic. Right, Dave?
I should stay with that.
I know. The roles were reversed.
Stay
Fred
with
was
us.
Optimistic.
Stay with us. We'll be right back. Don't go away. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. Our guest, David Vasse. Follow David at TheReal_DV. You can check him out. And David, I know you got to go and to do some more things on other stations all over, but before you leave, you're a multi-sports threat guy here. What about this this hip situation with Andy Reid and Travis Kelce? What's your take on that?
Yeah, I heard on the Kelce Brothers podcast today.
Yes.
Kelce was a little remorseful, and his brother called him out for crossing the line. But I don't know. It's the heat of the battle. It's football. But I've never seen a tight end, of all people, do that to their coach, especially a coach like Andy Reid. Would Fred Dreyer have sat him the rest of the Super Bowl, or is he too good to do that?
Fred?
No. I mean, you don't make a big deal out of it. It's trying to mushroom out into the culture anyway. So you just try to walk away from it as if it didn't happen.
Well, here's the deal. You know, first off, Tony Romo and Nance there in the broadcast booth, they said, well, look at, Travis wants to come back in the game. He's trying to talk about. They didn't even mention the push. The push was all over social media the next day. You're saying it was on the podcast with the brothers talking about it. And so here it is. This guy comes up and pushes Andy Reid, one of the all-time great coaches. And you can see Andy stumbling. He could have fallen over backwards.
Was it an Augie Donatelli belly bump?
It was worse than that, I'm telling you. It was a push. It was a good push.
He actually pushed him?
Am I right, Dave?
Kelce's out of control. He's so self-absorbed.
That's it.
That's the word right there.
Here's the thing, Dave, and I want to be the first one to say this. The lovely Taylor Swift, she writes songs about broken and her broken-hearted relationships. I'm afraid this one's going to be terminated because we're seeing a little bit of anger here in Travis Kelce. Taylor's not going to put up for that. She's going to come up with a smash numbered one song again based on this relationship. Your thoughts, Fred and Dave?
Well, I'll just say this now and let Dave have it.
Thank you,
I'll let him have it.
Thank you.
I played in the NFL. You yes. didn't, right?
Yes.
Yeah. My opinion on this means a lot more.
Yeah, I think, hey, you're a fan.
You came down that slide
at power at the voting booth.
Yeah, you've been hit did some tough hits.
Wait till her father.
I want to know if Fred Dreyer would keep Travis Kelce on the Chiefs next year.
I'd ask her parents what I should do.
You would. Yeah, I'm telling you.
I'll guarantee you they've been talking about that on the way back to the hotel.
Oh, of course. You know, is there little anger issues, right? The family discussions, I'm sure. Come on.
We all have them. And first of all, does anybody know how advanced their relationship is? No.
Dave, you would know that. You're behind the scenes.
Well, she flew from Tokyo.
Uh-huh.
To Las Vegas to be there to support her man. I would say that's very serious.
Yeah, I would say it's serious.
She's got two airplanes, for crying out loud.
Well, but she
By the way, Fred Dreyer gave me a big piece of advice when I was dating my wife. He said, go away on a short vacation, and if you're doing good after that, then you keep it going. So maybe this was a test for Taylor and Travis for her to.
Maybe that was, Dave.
In Vegas.
What the hell kind of advice was that? Come on.
Hey, let me tell you what. Ask Davis. He's married now with three kids.
Dave.
And Fred was at the wedding.
I was there.
I, of course, didn't know Dave at the time.
I'm so proud. I was so proud to give Dave away.
Well, thank you, Father Fred.
All right, so you think Andy Reid's making fun of the whole thing. He says, Travis says, I've got the greatest coach this game has ever seen. He's talked about it's unbelievable at not only dialing up plays, having everybody prepared, but he's one of the best leaders of men I've ever seen in my life. Well, then what'd you bump him for? Guy, come on. And so, the coach says he tested that hip out. He caught me off balance. Normally I'd give him a little bit, but I didn't have any feet under me. I just worried something was going to happen there. I like Andy Reid.
Everybody does.
I used to like Travis Kelce, but now we'll see what
he's
happens.
He's all right. You know what the heck? He's passing this way one time in his life.
And they fired the defense.
Fred, you have to admit, Fred, everybody wants to normalize the NFL and just the violence of it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is part of a game that they're trying to normalize. It's not a normal game, and they're not normal people.
Well, there you go.
Look at you.
Look at me.
And
you know, we have to right now.
We have to. You're on camera. And so is Dave right there. It looks good.
Dave, I'm going to say something. You look handsome as hell between Mike and I.
We've got a still photograph of you up, Dave, and you look fantastic.
You really do. And you ought to be.
Is that the station dartboard?
No. Actually, we took it down and put it here on the screen here.
This is a legitimate compliment for yours truly.
On our Facebook Live feed, you're up there and on the CRN Talk feed. Dave, I know we got to let you go because you got things to do, and we promised you we'd get you out at the half hour. So come back again soon, will you? We're going to get another update from you, I hope, in a few weeks from spring training. Will you do that?
All right, guys. Sounds good.
All right. There you go.
Love you, Uncle Fred.
We love this guy. Dave Vassay is one of the all-time guys. Very good.
Yep.
Very, very good. And he's got a good insight into the game, and he gets stuff out of players because they like him.
Well, you know, you imagine all the people he has to deal with on both sides of the fence.
Yeah.
And he has a temperament for it like nobody else.
He is the one of the commentators and does the pre- and post-games for the Dodgers. And when Clayton Kershaw signed his deal, his one-year deal with the one-year option after that, it was like seven words that he put up on social media. And the message was, pumped to be back in Dodger blue.
That's a very good thing for him to say.
But I think Clayton can help a lot of people from the bench, even though he's not going to be pitching at the beginning. He'll be good in it.
He's fine. He's great. That's the equity that you have built up as a star and as a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
And he'll help all those guys who are having troubles. Believe me.
Let's say hi to some of the neighbors that are tuned in here to the show a little bit. We've got Katrina Jones. Doesn't she star in NCIS now? I think she just took a lead role there, Katrina. So she says, hey, Fred Dreyer and Mike Horn, how y'all doing today? We're doing great. Rachel Joan G. Shelley is saying hello to us. And these people all watch you, by the way, on Get TV. Lee is tuned in from Cleveland, Ohio. We got Diane from Portland. She's bringing up the Portland. How's their basketball team this year, Fred? Are they doing okay?
Portland Trailblazers?
The Trailblazers.
Not very well.
Yeah, so, okay, never mind. Sorry I brought it up. Let's see. Diane is saying greetings also from Portland. Oh, we got a lot of people here. The Chris is saying this, Fred. Here's a question for you. He says, the next Hollywood show is in 2 weeks, and it's March 1st and March 2nd. Stephanie Kramer will be there, but we do not see you on the list of attendees. People are coming from the UK. They're coming across the country to attend the show. We're going to miss you if you're not there. Fred, what's the deal?
I'm glad you said that because it's 2 weeks.
Yeah, you better get something going here.
I've been told that I've been bumped till the end of the year.
You've been bumped?
To the December show.
Oh, why is that?
I don't know. They think it's best that
fans better get
I don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't know. So there you have it. So that was a very good question brought up that we've uncovered something.
Well, imagine assuming that I was going to be there and one of the people that you wanted to see flying in from London.
Yes,
and
you're not there. That's going to be a problem.
That's not fair. That's good.
Yeah. Now, coming up, and it's premiered here now, it's on Apple TV Plus, is a documentary about the, it's called Dynasty. It's about the Patriots. It's a documentary. But apparently in this show, it reveals how bad the Tom Brady-Bill Belichick relationship had gotten. And so in the video, Tom Brady sits with his legs crossed. He looks into the camera. He's trying to express just how bad things had gotten between him and Bill Belichick in the late 2010s toward the end of their 20-year run together with the New England Patriots. And now everybody knows how that ended. Brady left, and he was saying it was kind of a miserable ship under Belichick that he presided over towards the end, and he went to Tampa Bay. And Belichick didn't offer the two-year, $50 million contract that Brady wanted, one that would have given the Tom Brady the stability he sought. And, you know, this is a difference between signing Tom Brady and signing Clayton Kershaw to the Dodgers. I think sometimes it means a lot to the fans and the team to have that image still together.
So
it would have been important to have Brady.
Tom Brady evaluated the equity that he had put into the Patriots at this time and realized if he can put up with Bill Belichick's nonsense for another year or a season and get the maximum out of Gronkowski and all of these players that have a desire to win a championship, and they know they're rooting for their guy, which is the quarterback, then that's all that matters, you know. And so as time has gone on, you realize, look, you can't ignore the behavior of Bill Belichick, fine coach, but his people skills rub over on the team. I'm sure there's a lot of players saying, wish this guy would just shut up and answer the questions and stop taking, the gratuitous grins, away from the team.
Yeah, well, so there you have it. It's a 10-episode documentary. Again, it's on Apple Plus, and Brady makes clear his departure had more to do with who was coaching the team than the amount of money he was being offered. He said, "Me and Coach Belichick, we did what we loved and competed for 20 years together. But I wasn't going to sign another contract in New England, even if I wanted to play until I was 50. Based on how things had gone, I wasn't going to sign up for more of it." So that's what's going to be available in the dynasty.
Enough already. At some point in time, you know, try to save your marriage, which did not happen.
Yeah.
And make sure that you get, your feet planted squarely, because when you're done playing, you're done playing. You got to embrace what's out there.
Well, Brady will be in the Fox broadcast booth. That'll be coming up next year. He's the number one color commentator. We'll be back with more here. It is the Fred Dreyer Show, coming to you from CRN Radio.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
China is flooding our country with illegal disposable vapes marketed towards kids. Gerard Simica, chairman of Consumer Action for a Strong Economy, says blocking them should be a top priority.
Youth cigarette smoking dropped to a record low of 1.5%, and few use menthol. But youth use of illegal disposable flavored vapes is skyrocketing. President Biden should say no to a menthol ban and focus on real problems, like keeping illegal disposable Chinese-made vapes away from our kids.
Sponsored by Consumer Action for a Strong Economy.
The new year is a great time to have a conversation with your teen about building positive online habits. Visit Meta's Family Center to see the many tools that exist to help teens and families manage their time online. The site includes expert-backed guidance to support teens in having positive online experiences and tips for parents and caregivers. Some of the tools include a full-screen reminder after teens have spent a few minutes on Instagram Reels late at night, and notifications to look at something different if they've been scrolling the same topic for a while. And quiet mode gives teens more ways to focus and set boundaries with friends and family. Parents can set time limits for their child and be notified when their teen reports or blocks someone. There are also supervision tools that give visibility into how much time their teen spends on Instagram, Facebook, and in virtual reality. For more information, visit familycenter.meta.com. Sponsored by Meta.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk. You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. That's the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend himself. We call him Sultan, Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter, two different quarterbacks in that game. I'm Michael Horn, glad to be with you. So, Fred, this Super Bowl, some other just final notes here on it, in case you haven't heard, the most watched, second most watched TV show in American history. More than 200 million people tuned in to watch at least part of Super Bowl 58.
Wow.
The game averaged a total of 123.4 million viewers across all of CBS's platforms. CBS accounted for 120 million of those viewers alone, which made it the largest audience in history for a single network. Now, the show that got the most views in TV history, The Moonshot. Landing and walking on the moon.
They got more than we did?
That's still the number one. Thank goodness. I'm glad to hear that that's the way it is. Other notes, too. You know, we talked about the game when we were handicapping last week, and I said, you know, I was going to give the edge to the 49ers defense, which really didn't happen. It was the Kansas City Chiefs who had the much better defense, and so Steve Wilks has been fired as a defensive coordinator. After one season, gone. What do you think of that one?
From the 49ers?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I say to you, you know, when I watch these games, especially when it comes down to the final game or the final two or three games, what I do is I watch the line of scrimmage, and I tell our fans this because it's redundant, but that's just the way it is. It's like... you know, telling people if you're watching a sport car race, you know, don't stand too close to the fence. Don't stand too close to the fence.
Yeah.
But they're professional drivers, Fred. Don't stand too close to the fence.
Yeah.
And you repeat this as a mantra, just like you repeat if you're playing big games in the National Football League, and this is the season for it. You have to control the line of scrimmage, and there's ways of doing that. And the frustration I've had over the years, and I still have them, is making sure that that we get enough camera coverage from the networks and the color commentators. That they show us the game and why things are happening. Now, they fired, the 49ers did, the defensive coordinator.
That is correct.
He's in charge of setting the people at the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
And what he did in the Super Bowl is he left the edges of the line of scrimmage unattended. They had too many big people out of play, and I mentioned this. It's a little difficult. I think it's a brand that you try to maintain and make institutionalized changes that are a part of controlling the line of scrimmage, and when you fire a coordinator like this, you got to blame it on somebody, and so they blamed it on the guy who sets the line of scrimmage, and it's not something that is an easy task to do, setting the line of scrimmage because there's so many damn variables that change all the time. And remember what we said. I picked the Kansas City Chiefs because I thought they'd make better halftime choices.
Yep.
They would make better halftime changes, and it would affect the line of scrimmage. And look what
and
the,
it did. You're
look
right.
What the stats proved out.
Yep. And I picked the Chiefs also in that respect as well. But yet, you know, we're going to have a little story coming up here looking at next year. Maybe the 49ers have their chance at that time. There's also some controversy a little bit, but you sort of poo-pooed it when you and I were talking earlier about the 49ers coach Kyle Shanahan making the wrong overtime call. Should he, instead of taking the ball, should he have, instead of receiving the ball, should he have, you know, gone on defense at first? What's your thoughts on that? Does that matter in a game? I mean, come on, 6-1.
Well, it can if you're short of personnel or somebody you know is hurt, just had a concussion. Or if the things you're trying to do has been effectuated by personnel changes and personnel choices, and so whatever the coach, these guys got to the Super Bowl by making these types of decisions.
Yeah.
This isn't something said. Oh my God, I should have kicked off to them first. You know.
Well, you know, if you get the ball first and you score a touchdown, you know, you put the pressure on the other team, and then they did get a field goal, but then it turned around and the Kansas City came back and won the game. And that's Kansas City seems to do that, making those right choices at the end of the game. Now, Steve Spagnuolo, defensive coach on the Chiefs, he set an NFL record for the most Super Bowl wins as a defensive coordinator with the Chiefs' latest win. So, you know, while the 49ers got rid of their defensive coach, Steve comes through and, you know, he once again puts the defense and sparkles with them at the end of the game. So it's very good. And he's apparently Spagnuolo now holds the record for most Super Bowl wins by a defensive coordinator in NFL history.
How
with
about
four?
That?
Four yeah, of those. Yeah. It's good.
And his teams are notorious for controlling the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. And the best defensive coaches of NFL history, the four best are Buddy Ryan, Chuck Knoll, Tom Landry, and Bill Belichick in the number one spot there for you. Now, the Super Bowl odds for next year, they've already put those up.
Of course.
Who do you think's number one?
No, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs. Well, the odds are San Francisco 49ers are the odds on.
Well, maybe they'll hire
followed
somebody.
Closely by the Chiefs.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll find somebody that can control the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. Bet $10, you win $65 with the San Francisco 49ers. Chiefs are number two. If you bet $10, you win $75. And then it follows with the Baltimore Ravens, the Buffalo Bills, the Detroit Lions, Cincinnati Bengals, Dolphins, Eagles, Packers, Cowboys. The Chargers are down, and so are the Rams in there when you take a look at this. Well, the Chicago Bears are in front of the Rams. How about that?
Oh, boy.
That's something else there.
Yeah.
Just wanted to do there. So, and also, if the Chiefs get in there again and win and they three-peat, there's apparently something going on that I was not aware of. Pat Riley, the old coach for for Miami and for Los Angeles, for the Lakers, if the Chiefs get this three-peat deal, it could put the coach in to make some money on this, because in the late 80s, that's when Pat Riley was coaching the Lakers. They were closing on their third straight NBA crown, and Riley secured the trademark protection for the phrase three-peat.
Three-peat.
And he's since cashed in when, for example, the Chicago Bulls won three straight championships in a row 19 years ago. Riley said he donates much of what he makes from the phrase to charity. But if the Chiefs pull it off, the one or more of Pat Riley's charities could benefit, or Riley will keep it himself, or maybe the Chiefs will try to fight it in court.
Yeah.
Just a side note there. These little notes come through there.
Yeah, yeah. We'll need those notes.
Yeah. Keep the notes. Have them there.
We'll keep the notes.
See, and Tom Brady, even though he said all those things, you know, in the Apple TV the Dynasty the deal that he got on there, the show, Tom Brady is still surprised that a team did not hire Bill Belichick as head coach. No. Are you surprised?
No, I'm not. No. People want to take a break. If you're a head coach,
yeah.
if you're a owner, and you're trying to decide what to do with Bill, and you have to say, you know something? I think what Bill brings is wonderful, but I don't want it all the time. And we're just going to sit back because I can always go out and get a coach to coach my team. Because there's a million people sitting around waiting for that job.
That's right, and they did. That's what they did.
Yeah.
Now, we didn't get a chance to talk about this last week, but apparently it's controversial as heck now. Top NFL executives reportedly are very mad. They're furious at Disney, Fox, Warner Brothers Discovery about being left in the dark about this new joint streaming venture. Now, one of the reasons I have cable is to watch baseball games, hockey games, basketball, football, etc. I like sports. So this world of sports gets this new major streaming service owned by Disney, Fox, Warner Brothers Discovery. They've launched, or they're going to launch, a streaming joint venture that will make all of their sports programming, including ESPN, Fox Sports, and TNT, available under a single service that's going to be streamed. So you can cut the cord, as they say, from cable and be able to stream a lot of your shows. Now,
I'm not either. I'm not either.
Why are you not?
I want to be able to turn my TV on, hit the clicker, and have my show there. I don't want to have to be a part of this mad rush to stream and to play it on my cell phone.
You and I are old school. I'm the same way. And besides, will they have like all the Dodger games on there? You know, the networks that they're talking about, ESPN, they pick and choose games. I want to watch every one of my Dodger games or Angel games or Cubs games or whatever team I want.
I don't want any interruption.
That's right. That's it. I want to be able to call you and yell at something that happened that was bad and share it for good.
Yeah, don't do that.
I won't. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it last year either. The streaming service is going to launch in the fall of this year already, and it's going to be equally co-owned by each of those three companies, as I mentioned, Disney, Fox, and Warner Brothers. And subscribers will be able to get the list of networks. Here's the networks. ESPN.
Right.
ESPN2. ESPNNU, SECN, ACCN, ESPN News, ABC, Fox, FS1, FS2, BTN, TNT, TBS, True TV, and ESPN Plus. Wonderful, but I don't hear CBS. I don't hear NBC when I want to watch my football games.
You want to reach more people? It's the old standards. Channel 2, 4, 7.
See,
11.
I want to be able to have a choice of all of them. Don't you? I don't want them to choose for me what ESPN's. I hardly ever watch that much ESPN.
Yeah, well, you have people coming in, you know, in the thicket of the middle America,
yeah.
and you know, Jim is fixing the transmission on the tractor, and he's watching the Super Bowl coverage on his cell phone.
Yeah.
You know, this is really fantastic technology. You know, just get up, go in, turn Channel 2 on, NBC, CBS, and have a beer and relax.
Yeah. Well, apparently the NFL executives, including Commissioner Roger Goodell and the Chief Business Officer for the NFL, they're a little steamed about finding out about this just about a week or so before they made the official announcement, because they're trying to get as much money as they can get from all these teams. You know, you heard David Vassay say that Clayton Kershaw wasn't ready to go to Texas because they didn't have a deal signed for their TV rights. They get a lot of money, each team, for TV rights. So I think they shouldn't worry about this. It's going to shake loose as you watch your games. But I'm with you, Fred. Let's watch what we want to watch when we want to watch it. And tape it sometimes, too, right?
Yeah.
Replay it.
I don't replay these games.
I don't either.
You know,
if I don't watch it live.
I'm going to save the 2010 Super Bowl.
You saved that one too? I did also.
Oh, God.
I forget who was in it, but I think it was okay.
You know, when they started doing this, coverage of, a draft, what is it?
The NFL draft and the NBA draft.
Oh, they started doing all this stuff. I turned it off.
Me too. And now they got ESPN sometimes shows the games with commentators sitting around. Just give me the game. Hey, we'll wrap things up. We got an episode of Hunter to talk about. Stay with us.
The Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back. Yeah, we're back here in the Fred Dreyer Show Sports Lounge over there. Hi to Jamie. Hi to Jenny. Jenny says, Fred and Dodger Blue, she would like to see you pitching for the Dodgers, I tell you.
Remember, keep in mind, visualize.
Yes.
Underarm knuckleball.
Knuckleball, gotcha. All right, a Hunter episode, and we thank Pamela for getting some photographs in here on one of the great episodes, Season 3, Episode 2. You say they get better in Season 3, and Fred, you're right. It's called Change Partners and Dance. It was on Get TV last week, and McCall's upset when precinct captain Charlie Devane, he informs her that she and Hunter are no longer partners, and she gets a little bit upset about that, I'll tell you. She takes a look at it, and she just doesn't know how to really react to this kind of thing, and you seem to take it in stride. It seems like it doesn't bother you that much. She shows up at your house in the middle of the night, and he finally lets her in, and she beats him, hits you with a purse, I guess it is. She goes and gives you a good big wallop there, and you're sort of kind of easy going, take it back, because you are really, you want to go and partner with a dirty cop, Harry Trainer. Tim Thomerson played in that role, and apparently you bust the case wide open, and McCall then figures it out herself. She is smart enough to realize that things are going to be okay, and so she goes ahead and you part as friends. It looks like, you know, you got your shirt off, and then also Martin Brooks is in this episode, and he's in there. He's features He was in the, as Hunter's nemesis, defense attorney Mike Snow, and he's in there as well, too, and gives you a piece of your mind. But good stuff. You're on every day at 3 o'clock on Get TV. You should tune in to set your DVR and catch a Hunter episode. 7 days a week now, Fred.
Very entertaining.
Yeah, it is very entertaining. And that's our show. If you miss anything, please log on to our website, TheFredDreyerShow.com. That's as simple as that. Follow Fred on X at Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And email Fred, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Well, it's been a wonderful week. I'm looking forward to wrapping things up here and having a good weekend.
All right, we'll have that and be back with you again next week at this very same time. Thanks for joining us. Email Fred, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.